This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
He's a health freedom guy, too, and we love him, and he's here with us now. Rob, welcome back, my friend, on theoretical or actual lockdown in England. What's happening over there?
Oh, no, we're not in lockdown yet. We're just in the warm-up for lockdown. You know, it's a well-rehearsed process. It's like sheeping, you know, droving sheep into a corner. Once they've had it done to them a few times, they know what to do.
Yeah, they've been rehearsing and getting the people to comply all over the world, although we see tremendous protests, thousands, tens of thousands, in some cases hundreds of thousands of people in various cities around the world, a lot in Europe, but we've seen it down under in Australia where they are in various stages of lockdown. It's become so tyrannical. We have been, I think, not as strong here in America in terms of standing up and protesting, although I've been part of some over the last couple of years. This has been happening. I think if you wake up the sleeping giant here in America, it could be all over. But doing battle on many fronts, including fundamentally the freedom front, but the freedom argument kind of falls a little bit when people are too afraid and they're willing to give up their freedom because of fear. And that's a great ploy that has been used throughout history to grow governments in tyranny and enslave the people. And I think one of our greatest weaknesses, or Achilles' heels, if you will, in not only America, but the human people, is our fear of germs. If this continues, we'll always be manipulated because there's always going to be another germ that they're going to say, here it is, the big one.
You know, it's a crazy idea. You eat some cheese. We've got scared about E. coli. They're probably, on a typical cheddar cheese, there might be 100 different species of E. coli. Guys, wake up. Don't be frightened of bugs. We're designed to deal with them. We've got the single most complex instrument at dealing with them. It's called the human immune system. Be worried about tyranny, because yes, we don't have to deal with that very often. It is way more scary.
Way worse.
What they're doing is that they're holding our attention. You want to check out the satellites that they're putting into orbit while people are being locked down, focusing on this virus, the exponential increase in the number of satellites that are going on. Look at the cell phone towers, the 5G installations that are going in. Check out the collapse of the financial and economic system. They are preparing the way for the Great Reset. If you haven't already read, you know, Klaus Schwab's Fourth Industrial Revolution, 2017, his COVID-19 Great Reset book, 2020, read it, because it's all in plain sight and they're doing every part of it systematically.
Well, look, you know, just hanging out with you, knowing you're out there doing your thing, but I love the times we've been able to get together in England at least once, and here in the States. I feel better about our opportunities to reestablish freedom, health freedom, of course, breaking through the tyranny. Now, rooted in the sound science and real inquiry in science, which we love here, that's not rooted in you know, political expediency or economic benefit alone. And, you know, I know you're not originally from the United Kingdom and you're not British technically, but I have some tea here, right, in this. And this is not a crumpet, and I hardly know what a crumpet is, but my wife just delivered to me an organic banana nut muffin that is fresh out of the oven with pastured butter. And I'm just going to be rude, and I have to just enjoy being with you. I'm going to have a bite, and you're going to tell us all kinds of crazy good things that are happening and what we should know.
Yeah, look, absolutely. The bottom line is, you know, I think one of the differences is in the States, you guys have not been occupied by another force. So when, you know, for years, it was fascinating. Look, Jonathan and I have known each other for a very long time and have huge respect. One of the things that he has said to me, he says, guys, you know, you Europeans, you just sort of subsumed yourself into this whole kind of European Commission unelected cabal thing. And now you got to go and fight it in the courts, and it's all complex. I mean, why did so many people give up their freedoms? Well, first of all, the UK has exited. Secondly, if you look all over Europe, I mean, they are testing how far they can push people at the moment. So you look at, say, Austria or Germany, they are really, really tightening the noose now and seeing how far they can go. So the mandates are coming in. They're taking a technology developed at University of Toronto that is built on the luciferase assay. So luciferase, the enzyme that lights the back end of fireflies. And what they've done is genetically modify it so it responds to vaccinal antibodies. So you can actually take a pinprick from someone, and you can see if you get a flash of light. If you have, you've been vaxxed. If you haven't, you haven't.
And, hold on a sec, Rob. This is something we have covered, the luciferase scenario, but what you just described is something we haven't delved into in terms of identifying those who have gotten a jab or who haven't. Because we've seen people trying to navigate a world like in New York or even in cities that are not considered super liberal, where they're required to have vaccine passports to attend an event, a concert, a sporting event, and they're doing fake stuff. Now, you're telling me that based on the luciferase presence, that they can pinprick and check a flash of light from blood,
sure,
and they know whether you've been jabbed or not.
Just remember, you can do a lot of different things with luciferase being used in many, many different experimental systems. So a group at University of Toronto specifically developed the luciferase assay to respond to vaccinal antibodies so that you can tell the difference. The tighter you get and the IgG response you get from the vaccine, as if you follow the work of Geert van den Bosch, the Belgian vaccinologist, you get a super high peak, which is much higher than from wild type infection. So you get this response. And bottom line is there are a whole bunch of Austrian and German doctors who've been jabbing people with saline because they are doing following the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm. And so they've been registering Pfizer, Moderna shots or Johnson & Johnson shots, but then delivering saline. So this has come to the attention of leaders, and they're going, well, hey, we want to bring in mandates, and we want to put these doctors in jail for at least 5 years. So how are we going to find them? Well, we're going to use the luciferase assay to check people, and then we can track back which doctor gave them the shot, and we can go and stick them in jail. So this happened recently in Parliament, and German Parliament was told, look, step forward and be tested. And of course, only a very small handful came forward, because you'll find a lot of people in leading political and business positions are going, you know, I need to travel. I'm not going to be ardently unjabbed the way that some of the rest of us are. And so they've found doctors who are going to do this. And of course, we're moving rapidly towards a tipping point. And through all of that, some great things are happening. One of them is the fact that there is a massive desire to set up altogether new health systems. And all of those health systems are going to be holistic health systems. So you may have already heard about Ezra Wellness in Canada, which is one of the most advanced systems. You know, the tighter you clamp down, Canada, Austria, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, these are the testing grounds for to see how far you can push people. But
yes.
To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So you're seeing some of the most innovative solutions. And mm-hmm. guess what? They all feed into moving towards natural healthcare. You know, natural healthcare is the one thing, despite the billions that they've thrown into developing these jabs, you know, the things that really work. You eat a good diet, you have a good lifestyle, you take your NAC, your MSM, your quercetin, you know, your zinc, your silver,
selenium,
all of that stuff, selenium,
yep.
and
yep.
you don't need any of this other stuff. So, I mean, this is really beyond proof of concept. You know, we've shown that natural healthcare can stand up against the, you know, big tech, big
yeah,
pharma,
yeah.
the whole lot of them together.
Rob, the good news is that even, and you mentioned it, I think doctors of conscience that are saying a Hippocratic oath, first do no harm, and they're doing saline injections. I've worked with doctors, and I've recognized that there are doctors like that in the midst of a great totalitarian takeover of their profession. You know, in America, coming through the history of the Flexner Report and the money that went into petrochemical patent medicines, et cetera, and licensure controlling doctors, making them basically glorified drug pushers, so that they're all only allowed to do that, not look at nutrition, you know, for the human frame, et cetera, or body-mind-spirit connections. And I have seen more than any time in the almost 23 years I've been broadcasting, much less almost 30 years as a homeopath, more and more allopathic physicians and even in the nursing community coming on over and saying, man, the water's not like I thought it was over there. It's warmer where you are. I want in. And they want out of the situation that they were trained to be in. And it's because I think they pushed so hard that they've squozen them right out of their fingers, just like Princess Leia said in Star Wars.
Exactly. We've got over 100,000 doctors and nurses in the UK in the National Health Service, which is the fifth largest employer in the world, that are saying when it comes to time for compulsory jabs at the end of March 2022, they're walking out. So we're now a whole group of us are coming together to build new structures to allow these people to be able to practice the best kind of medicine. And they're all up for retraining, going fully integrative, going, you know, as natural as they can. So, you know, there is a lot of, you know, there's a big silver lining around the clouds that we see at the moment.
Yeah, I look forward to, even though we have to get through a rough patch to get there, but oftentimes, you know, anybody that's holistically trained, whether you're an official doctor or not, that people go through a lot of suffering before they're willing to try something that the established order says is crazy or is kooky. Is quite, and then they, well, I tried all your stuff. I don't care if you call it those names. I want that because none of the things you've done has helped. In fact, the things that you've done, this was my journey, my story, harmed me, made it worse. And so that woke me up early, you know, in my mid-20s to change my life and diet. And
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And go toward a medicine that I had no knowledge of growing up here in a Western allopathic world and family.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the other thing that's happening is that some of the long-standing principles of bioethics that have underpinned good medical practice have been entirely shelved. The last 2 years, you know, if you look, even, you know, Obama said in 2015, you know, let's create an initiative for personalized medicine. Of course, they did this because they were in cahoots with the drug companies and they were going to look at tailored drugs as the primary side of it. But of course, there was this sort of people-pleasing, patient-centered approach. So when you do that, the therapeutic relationship, the relationship between doctor and patient becomes pretty important. What's happened over the last 2 years is that's just been stripped out entirely. So you've now got the doctor looking over his or her shoulder at the institutions. Mm-hmm. So we've got this thing called public health. Remember that public health is about the health of populations, individual health, personalized health. The kind of health that comes through your family physician is about individual care.
Yeah.
They've scrapped individual care. They're digitizing the system so you can do, you know, once you no longer have a therapeutic relationship, you no longer have the family physician walking to the waiting room and then observing the gait of the patient as they walk back to the door. Mm-hmm. They can't observe anymore the body language, the neurological motor function. They don't interact. They don't do a physical exam. So, you know, this is this slow progression towards what Klaus Schwab calls the blurring between the biological and digital human and the technological human. This is where they're moving with transhumanism. They don't actually care. But by 2025, they want designer beings who've got, you know, gene-edited genomes, you know, with you know, new memories.
I call this medicine for morons. And I mean it both for the doctors and the patients. And it's like, I'm not trying to be insulting, but it's really, you know, you abandon critical thinking. When you fall prey to the concept or the terminology called public health, you know, I've said this for many years, there's no such thing as public health. It's a legal fiction. There's only your health and my health, because you don't get sick as a group. You don't get well as a group. It's an individual journey. Now, truly, we can acknowledge that a lot of individuals have gotten sick at certain times in certain places, but that begs the question, why? Moronic medicine doesn't care why. It just says, here's the symptom, let's squash it with a nuclear bomb drug, because the symptoms are the disease. Holistically, integratively, if we talk about a vitalistic view of the body, we would say those symptoms are a clue to what is going wrong in terms of function or even structure. And the question is, how do we correct it? With a synthetic toxic poison or an mRNA injection that alters DNA protein synthesis? Or do we go back and recognize the beauty and the majesty of creation itself, that everything's in perfect working order until we give the body too much of what it doesn't need, or don't give it what it does need? And look what happens. And that's so basic, we can talk to fourth and fifth and sixth graders and they go, oh yeah, that seems like a better system than poisoning the body back to health.
Yeah, look, 100%. Hey, Robert, have you heard about the new umbrella organization that was set up about 4 months ago, the World Council for Health?
I've heard reference to it. We have not covered it yet, though.
Okay. So it is an amazing umbrella organization. We're heavily involved with it.
Okay.
I co-chair the science and medical subcommittee of it. And essentially, in order to coordinate the hundreds of different activist groups, medical groups, scientific groups, practitioners, lawyers, we are all coming together under the World Council for Health. And, you know, you'll smile, because we have general assemblies. We have them every Monday. Okay. I'm involved with both the science medical subcommittee that I co-chair and the legal subcommittee.
How do we make a connection, and how do we get people to support this? Because we want in, we want to help.
Well, you can join as an affiliate. The door is wide open. So you go to worldcouncilforhealth.org, worldcouncilforhealth.org. Any organization that brings with it people can join as an affiliate. And if you join, mention us, you know, if you like, but they'll have you in a shop, because you bring a lot of people with you. And then you can sit in on the General Assembly meetings. You know, we've got key people. The rate of change that is happening with all of us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin making headlines this Sunday, saying he will not support President Joe Biden's sweeping social and climate spending package. Notice Build Back Better.
I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
Senator Manchin speaking on Fox News Sunday. Not having Manchin support may imperil the House passed version of the bill and put the remainder of President Biden's agenda in jeopardy. The COVID-19 Omicron variant has been confirmed in a patient in Indiana, one of just seven states in which the variant had yet to be detected after first being identified last month. Rhode Island set to reinstate a indoor mask mandate starting Monday at restaurants, entertainment venues, and restaurants with a capacity of more than 250 people. This is USA Radio News. Officials taking a more serious tone with smash-and-grab burglaries in the Bay Area.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday finally denounced rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous, but she stopped short of endorsing Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero-bail policies. Police Chief William Scott says they need to consistently do their jobs.
You know, we've had some challenges, and we have to step up some of our game, if you will, and we need to be consistent in doing that. And I know our officers will do it. They've asked for the infrastructure that the mayor will make happen in this declaration, this emergency declaration.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Former Senator from Georgia, Republican Johnny Isaacson, dying Sunday at the age of 76. The Isaacson Initiative announcing today. He passed overnight. The former Georgia lawmaker served in both the House and Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It is like, you know, being in the flow of there is so much change in terms of setting up new healthcare systems, supporting people who are losing their jobs because they're not wanting to be vaxxed, accepting on board the what we call the ex-jabbers, the people who've been jabbed who realize either they've got sick from it or they thought they were going to have their freedom returned to them. And then they realize that it's just like a never ending roundabout that they will never get off. And in the process, you know, be part of the world's largest experiment at huge costs. And of course, now they're going after the children as well. But we're looking at all aspects of health. But it is a fantastic organization. It's run by Dr. Tessa Lorre, who you may know from all the ivermectin work, who did the big meta-analysis, Dr. Jennifer Hibbard in Canada. So they're the two leaders. So it's got this amazing sort of Mother Earth energy, female energy that is kind of really needed at the moment. It's very, very nurturing. The door is wide open for anyone to join. There is a code of conduct. If people don't play by the rules, they get shown the door.
We're gonna be plugging into this, Rob, and I'm glad to know about it because, you know, it's what we do in media, broadcast media, new media, is to bring people to conscious awareness and also, you know, the freedom to make better choices. And it sounds like the World Council for Health is all about that and supporting people's and empowering people and their freedom to make better choices. And
we haven't got enough broadcasters. That's the one area because, you know, we're also getting everyone's expertise out on the deck so that we can share expertise and. Media and communication is one area that we're a bit low on. We've got so much in the field of medicine, science, and law, but we need more on the comms, you know, and broadcast area. So, Robert, you would be so welcome.
Well, and also, you know, through this entire almost 2-year journey now, we have been very vocal and interacting with physicians, doctors of all backgrounds, allopathic to holistic, and everything in between. To share information, to learn from one another, to try and find something that is, you know, we can grasp. This is real versus what is being said that we find out is not real. And that's been part of our journey. And I think this is, again, alignment with what's happening with the World Council you're discussing. And you know, here's the question coming to what can we grasp, right? When we talk about viral causation of disease, we have a fundamental view that a lot of that is, it's been made up. Right? We go back to polio and we go, did they actually isolate one polio virus or was it DDT and lead arsenic? Right? And, you know, we've been covering these kind of topics from a more controversial worldview, but one that looks at the terrain and explains if there is a virus, it's not a cause. It would be a result and it would be a corrective action or course that the body is trying to do, right? Or a communication tool. So where do you, as far as all of the interactions you've had, come to that viral causation hypothesis or theory versus biotoxins, patented spike proteins, graphene oxide. I know I'm throwing a lot out at you, but these are the kind of things we've been discussing along the way.
Okay, so look, the first thing I'd say that the nature of the causation argument is a construct of theirs, not of ours. It had a lot of use historically, you know, by the tobacco industry. So they thought, hey, you know, we're going to really focus on this idea of it's like sort of, you know, the one gene, one function kind of idea that, of course, is entirely flawed.
Right.
And they held that for a very long time. So they want to hold that as long as they can to a completely illogical concept of proving causation, because that implies that biological systems are unidirectional, unilateral, which of course they're not. So the reality is that there is always a continuum that exists between causation and, you know, a causative factor and a contributory factor. And so it depends how far you slide down the road. So if we look at the VAERS data, for example, go to openvaers.com. Which is probably the most accessible way of looking at it. What you'll see is in terms of the side effects, adverse effects reported to VAERS at the moment, you'll see there's a huge spike that's happening within 48, 72 hours, and then it drops off greatly. That does not mean that the effects that happen beyond day 3 post-jab are less. In fact, some of the most debilitating effects we're likely to see, you know, we're seeing now many, many cases through the clinicians we're working with all around the world who are reporting resurgence of cancer that was previously in remission. We know the mechanism. The jabs suppress CD4 plus CD8 plus cells that are absolutely vital to chomp up cancer cells. In children, you know, one of the most damaging things about these jabs is you suppress the innate immune system. Mm-hmm. They're trying to create a kind of illusion that the antibodies, and the only antibodies we have, are produced by bone marrow, the bees from B cells, and that it's part of our humoral immunity, completely forgetting that all your more primitive antibodies that exist in the innate immune system that come from monocytes and macrophages that if you just go to Google Scholar and look up trained immunity. Trained immunity is the reason that children naturally are so tolerant, so resistant, so resilient against any of these pathogens. And by locking them down, you prevent training. By jabbing them, you destroy the innate immune system. So they know exactly what they're doing. So we've got to be really careful about jumping on the causation bandwagon. Mm-hmm. The other thing that has obviously happened is that they are replacing isolation of any pathogen, but particularly viral pathogens, and maybe we should just call them viruses because they're only pathogenic in certain contexts, and I absolutely agree wholeheartedly with your view that you've got to look at the terrain. That's exactly where the whole issue lies. So, in essence, the whole thing is a kind of misrepresentation mm-hmm. of what is really going on. Ultimately, we're exposed to a very wide range of different microbes. The vast majority of them are doing a very, very positive job. If the terrain isn't up to mm-hmm. scratch, we start to get sick. The reality is we know what we need to do to correct that. My sense is that there is a virus that was probably produced in the lab in Wuhan. Am I able to say that virus is the same virus, or is just the Omicron variant is a variant that has evolved directly from that? I don't think any of us can say that.
I don't think they can say it, even though they are claiming it. I look at verifications and validations and, you know, tests, and even, you know, you use the term isolation. It's a big controversy here. There are people that listen to and watch the show. They're like, the virus has been isolated. And there are others that even believe most of what we talk about. Oh, it has been. And it's like, well, I don't know what this sequence is, but when I looked at how they have isolated it, it looks to me like they manufactured it and then they altered the definition of the term. So it's problematic, but we can get lost in the weeds of arguing these things that may not be as important as what you're talking about. It's the overall recognition of what is the vulnerability, whatever it is. And it's not one thing. It's many things, or maybe everything, multifactorial contributions to ill health, including the fifth generation wireless technologies and maybe things that preceded it as well, that you can't just, oh, it's this one thing. Even the spike protein, which apparently exists by a patent, we could argue it has measurable damaging impact on cells. But is it the only thing? Because it doesn't seem to kill everybody or even create symptoms in everybody. So what does that say about the differentiation in terms of human individuals? And isn't that where we should be looking? Why is this person doing so well?
Yeah, which is why, you know, if you lose yourself in a battle only around the science, and particularly if you try and take that to the courts to try and whether they were right or wrong about, exactly where the virus came from, on origins, on whether it is selection pressure that is generating new variants or whether it is, you know, they're trying to uphold this idea that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The UK has the most transparent data on looking at vaccinated versus unvaccinated populations, if we can use those terms, because, of course, they're not vaccinated.
Well, even the term vaccine has been altered to include gene-altering injections, you know. So.
First of September 2021, the CDC changed it. I love the fact if you just trawl a little deeper into the CDC website, you'll see dozens of places where they've forgotten to change the definition. But yes, so look, the bottom line is we need to step back from this. Otherwise, it'll just be their scientists against our scientists. We need to be looking at some of the fundamental principles, such as informed consent, because there is probably not a single jab that has been delivered anywhere in the world that has met the legal definition of informed consent. You have to provide not only all the available information about risks and benefits, you also have to provide options for alternatives. That's in the absence of mandates. Bottom line is the reason they've had to quash everything about hydroxychloroquine, first of all, then ivermectin, then vitamin C, vitamin D. I mean, we've had all the videos that we put out on YouTube. In fact, we've had our whole YouTube,
We've been banned on YouTube and a few other places, yet we find that we have gained so many viewers and listeners because every time you get banned, people go, oh, I think I want to know what that guy's saying. Why was he banned, right?
It's a badge of honor, isn't it? I mean, don't listen to anyone who hasn't been banned.
Exactly. It backfired on them, but they still can't, they don't learn their lessons, and they keep trying to suppress our information while, you know, we covered last hour Biden spreading this information that this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, while the CDC,
I was leading to the fact that the UK has the most detailed information anywhere in the world. If you haven't already covered the papers released by Professor Norman Fenton, Jessica Rose and others, Queen Mary University of London, what they've done is basically dismantle the data. They obviously can't publish it in a journal because all of the journals are pretty much bought and paid for, but they've published it on ResearchGate, and you'll see what they've done is they have literally reallocated people who were vaccinated into the unvaccinated categories.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Scott Bell Show.
In the oasis across the plain, who are kind of loving the waterfalls, and we got our step gardens and our organic gardens, and geez, we just don't need any of that stuff. And then one day, we see them approaching us, and they're coming, like in the Battle of Thermopylae, they're coming for a war, and we see their kind of suits of armor glimmering in the sunlight, and we go, oh Christ, this is going to get messy. But they might have all the weapons and all the technology. They might have all the numbers. But there's one thing they don't have, and it's heart. And the power of our heart. See, we don't need to fight people. We have such big hearts. We are also in truth. And, you know, when people are in truth, the others who see that truth, something in them changes. They begin to resonate. Their whole state of vibration changes. You can measure it scientifically. These are all the, I mean, you know all about this stuff.
Yes. Look, so, I want to say amen, Brother Rob. I mean,
So we've got it. Our hearts are our single biggest weapon. We can be the Davids. They can be the Goliath. But we don't need to slay them. We need to help them journey to this new reality that many of us are coming together to create right now, and that's new health systems, it's new model, new economic models, it's new trading systems, it's new support systems, it's new educational systems.
Rob, I don't get this from you as a naive, hippie, wannabe convent scenario, because that was a consciousness that was different in the 60s that tried to do this peace, love kind of scenario, but I think it was based on a lot of naivete. Obviously it didn't last, and now those are the people, ironically, that are part of the establishment that are putting tyranny forward, funny enough, not funny too. But you're right, the heart, the resonate, to use allegory and parable and fable, storytelling, to look at those people that are not already here as the enemy is a trap. And it's a game they're playing over us to catch us and keep us trapped, right? And that's been a common theme here as we move forward. It's like the hardcore people that believe certain things that we may even agree with a lot of that, some of them are just so angry that they can't find a way to reach out a hand and try to work with people where they are and get them over, because everybody's different and it's not a one-size-fits-all, where some people, as you point out, might adopt, oh, the science, yes, but a lot of people will not. And so we have to find other ways to communicate. And again, I'm blessed that to call you friend, right? To call you brother, and your whole team there and what you're doing. It just makes my heart happy, right? Talk about resonating.
Absolutely. And that's why we need you in the World Council for Health, because the people that are coming together there all have huge hearts and all doing stuff that on a daily basis is transforming lives. The number of lives that have been saved, you know, the healthcare system, look at something like excess mortality. We cannot trust a single statistic that is referred to as a COVID death. I mean, that's just,
yeah,
you know, 101. Do Very not clear. Trust a COVID death, because causation, that was there. Remember, that was their little weapon that they used. So the only thing we can do, one of the things that they can still fiddle to a degree, but we're not so bad between us of working out what it is looking at a live body from a dead body. So, you know, we've got to look at statistics such as all-cause mortality or excess mortality. Now, if you look, for example, at, again, one of the most comprehensive data sets in the world, in Europe, which is the Euromomo data set. Go to Euromomo, stick it into Google, have a look, or Brave or any other browser you choose to use, and check out the maps and graphs sections, which will take you to the Z scores, and you'll see the Z scores is a measure of excess mortality. And what you'll see when you break that down into particular age groups, you'll see that not in 2020, when the first so-called waves of infection were meant to be at their worst, but in 2021, the year that the jabs were rolled out, we see from the age of 14 through to 75, massively uplifted excess mortality across age groups.
Right, all-cause mortality. Look, we got to take a break. We're up at the end for our friends at UK Health Radio. They have to drop the feed, but we've got to do a little bonus round with Dr. Robert Verkerk. Are you up? And it's later there. Are you okay for a few more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great reunion. Rob, appreciate you so much. It was a great hour with Jonathan Ebord as well. Super Don, we're going to take a break 60 seconds from now. We'll be back with the bonus round for those of you here at robertscottbell.com/listener on the social medias that haven't banned us yet. Remember, it's a God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.